But I just don't want to limit it just to being a father, because I've learned this, that before you can be a good father, you have to be a good man. A good man of God. Your devotion. Can people rely on you? Are your yes your yes and your no's your no's? Can men and women look at you? Can your children say, hey, my father said, going to take me to McDonald's and take me to McDonald's. He said he was going to do it and he did it. Can people look at you and say, well, hold on. Said he was going to be here at 10:45 and it's 10:43 and here he comes. Are you a person of your word? The H in father. The T. A good father. Good fathers are teachers. They prepare their children to enter into adulthood. They don't deceive them by telling them that this world is full of candy canes and lollipops. And expose them to the evil outside. You have to be prepared. And everyone that says hi to you is friendly. And everyone that smiles to you cares about you. There's darkness in this world. A good father prepares his family for life when he cannot be around. This means father gives their children survival skills that will help them to transform them into to become successful adults. But unfortunately, most children do not listen to the advice of their fathers. But in order to be a good teacher, fathers must be credible and earn their children's trust and love. Listen to this. In Ephesians chapter 6, the Bible says this: children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and thy mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that thou may be well with thee, that thou mayest live long on the earth. Verse 4, my favorite, it says, and ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in their nurture and in admiration of the Lord. Isn't it interesting that the older you become, the wiser your mother and father become? When you were young, you sometimes chose not to heed their advice. You said their sayings are old school. My mother would say, show me your friends, and I'll tell you who you are. Never understood that. Mothers would tell me, you know, you don't need 20 friends. One or two people that you can count on is enough. And that was counterculture. The more people you were, the more popular you were, it means the more likable you were. It's no different then as it is today. How many friends you have on Facebook? 95% of them you haven't seen in years. But I want 400, 500, 600, 1,000, 2,000. The more friends I have, the more popular I have to be. But the Bible tells fathers not to provoke your children to wrath, but to bring them up in nurture. And let them understand how to admire God, how to bless God. Let them know these things. It's key. And as a father, it's challenging. Because Just like back then, it's like now. Children feel they know what's best. They know it. Well, how do you get through that? As a father, how do you maintain your cool factor? How do you maintain your knowledge? I've explained to them, without discounting their feelings, you want to encourage them to understand that, you know, you can contribute to this conversation because you have life as well. God has opened up your eyes just a little bit longer so you can see. It's challenging being a parent. It's challenging being a father. But you have to teach. You have to let them understand. You have to encourage them, train them in the instruction of the Lord. It's a big responsibility as a father to show your children to love God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. Pray to God that this message goes through. Pray to God that people understand that there's a role that we have to play. And there's certain things you can fail in. You can fail in baking a cake, and you can fail in running your top time in a marathon. But you cannot fail when it comes to raising your children. You cannot fail as a man. God has made you male, not female. God has made you with your spine straight, your chest up and out. Good fathers offer hope to their family. Good fathers are a source of hope and inspiration to their families. Dads are the family's pillar and strength, and they're the ones that tell that things are going to be all right. Through tough times, they point to God. They point to His faithfulness. They point to His track record of being perfect, of being unstoppable, of never being late, of always being on time. Good father gives their family hope, understanding that regardless of what happens, God has our back. Good father also, they trust your children because they know that they have poured into them enough that they can fulfill their dreams and plans for the future. One of the things that we have done in our family is that we've told them that we take up all the limits off of God. And from they were inside the matrix of their mother's womb, we spoke higher education to them. And they know that the minimum education that they're going to have is a doctorate from the university. Not just a degree. They have to go 2 to 4 years after university. We let our children know that there's nothing that they cannot, and they don't look at any situation that they have. They don't look at it as excuses, but as opportunities to get better. These are the things that fathers need to place into their children. My question to you, to the men that are here, have you done that to your children? But you're going to say, hold on. I'm not a father. God hasn't blessed me with that privilege. But I'm saying, which child have you poured into? Because it just doesn't turn on overnight. You just don't become a father and all of a sudden become good. You have to be a good man, a godly man first in order for these things to come through. Who are you pouring into? Another aspect of being a father, the fifth point is this. Good father, a positive example. As a reputation, as a credit, are you a spiritual leader in your home? Do people look at you they have biblical questions. Are you the source of wisdom in your house? Are you able to rightly divide the word of truth? If someone is speaking and saying, thus says the Lord, are you able to discern that this is not God? Or you could say, that's the word. At home, are you the spiritual leader? Good fathers take an active part in their children's spiritual development. While mothers spend more time with children in a traditional home, the importance of a father's role cannot be underestimated. It's the way how God designed it. I'm sure you guys heard about this experiment that took place about 25 years ago in Africa. It was a reservation where they took a bunch of elephants, bull elephants, and what they decided to do.